Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers. FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment. Trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale pro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Guzu Saba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity is so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin sale pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is a real nigga celebration. It's the Don Black Declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla wafers. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. Know he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated so he get faded. Like deep down inside he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. And some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Love.
I spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they blurked on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades, that's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip, K-Dot he a better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. About flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 yard living, given to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it looks like head. If it ain't congratulating, it looks like what
Nip
say.
Hold up. This ain't entertainment. Four niggas on the slave ship, these songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement, I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga, that's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave for some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
Holla at your head, man. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the snapping heart to Jack and Martin. And the punk police can't fake the American. We can have beats on safety. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm but not scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better take straps, it's black. And expect no substitutes. I bring troops to the youth, tear a roof over whole school. Oh no, I'm on the turn the other cheek. In case they can't see us while we burn the other week. Now we got them in the smash, flash. I'm over the last to the pole, getting more cash. Until then, raise up, till my young black
kids earn them.
I'm gonna introduce y'all to motherfuckers. One of the hardest lieutenants on the tank, Mr. Cook. We was all born to be soldiers.
These evil soldiers.
They was sold inside our motherfucking souls from these walls. Get them. Get them.
Special speaker for you. He's up and coming artist. He's one of the moves.
for you, bruh. Daddy ready? Everybody in there?
Attention, all soldiers, come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard, cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the one that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say, Lord, you can step ripping for the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nation, strong and black. That's what's down, see that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dreams. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin, by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Queen Omega showed us that with royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are supposed to set us free. When I say, Lord, you can step up and come to the devil. What you see, you pass the lies, you got lies with yourself. You're the king, you're the queen, you're the people, you're the rock. To the hood, they want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us.
When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the devil. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people, you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Yeah, black power, black power, family, black love. Black power on this broadcast. Black power, family. Every night, you join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad, and you tune in to this broadcast to hear the truth. And you are live tonight here on June 21st, 2021, as we broadcast from the belly of the beast here on day 474 as we push the line in this information war to the 500s and the 600s and the 700s into the thousands as this broadcast has continued every night since the release of the global pandemic, the hands of the white man. We have come with the truth every single night here on New Black Panther Party Radio, where black people from around the world, our original melanated people, the original people of the earth, those people with the heritage and the legacy of those who bought the world civilization. This is a broadcast where the great African genius of the world has a platform to express themselves and tell the truth and put truth to power every night here on New Black Panther Party Radio. We say it as we say every night. Call into this broadcast. Let the world know that the New Black Panther Party is live because the world is listening. And this on this broadcast, we have brought the truth, raw and uncut, of the current events that we face here in the black nation and all of the ailments and illnesses and sicknesses that have been brought to us by this biological warfare and this pandemic that we have seen for the last 10 years. The continuous assault on our people at the hands of the brute beast police and these wicked government officials, state agencies who push the line of white, of so-called white supremacy. It is on this broadcast where you hear the on-the-ground fear reports from real freedom fighting that is happening right now in your city. And we must be the ones to lock in. We must be the ones that stand on our square. We must be the ones that are propped at the 90 degrees as we are cornered in this dimension as we fight in the physical for freedom and liberation. We take our time, family, to give thanks to the almighty wise God creator. We are so thankful that we are the original people of the earth. It is the will of God, the creator, is the will of the ancestors, the warrior ancestors, that the hell that the white man has thrown our way is now being raised up onto his people and his children as we see the fall of the white man's world. That's the evil that has been done and continues to be done to the poor oppressed masses of our people in the African diaspora who listen in to this show. We're saying that we're living in the days of the apocalypse. And it is on this broadcast that we will broadcast the revolution. And although it is said it may not be televised, it is actuated in the battlefield by the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad. And it is on this broadcast every night that you call into here and you are live here with me, your host, National Chief of Staff, Brother Katir Sadiq. You're live here tonight with the comrades of the new Black Panther Party. We see our National Minister of Communications on the line, many of our comrades on the line, many of our allies on the line, many Black people who listen from around the world, they listen on the online link. So many people who are tuned in to this broadcast, and we thank you. Yes, family, we thank you. I mean, we are really a thankful people. We are a people who are the people. In fact, the power is with us. And as we go on and on with this broadcast every night, we keep it fresh. We take out time to look in and analyze the situations that we face. But not only that, it is an information war, but it is a physical war. And we ask the question that's a resound in the hearts and minds of Black people, those of the masses of our people who are here being oppressed in this system of so-called white supremacy. We ask you the question, and we ask that it moves in harmony with the rhythm and the balance of your heart. We ask you the question with a emphatic statement and backed by a broad sound that is coming from the drums of the boots of the revolutionaries on the ground. We ask you, what would you rather be? Would you rather be here in this nation being exploited through every aspect of the socioeconomic structure of this nation? Our beloved Black brothers and sisters, beautiful Black people, original, indigenous, ancient, beautiful, melanated Black family, or would you rather be a freedom fighter fighting for your liberation and your salvation in our Black nation? We ask that question because it becomes more and more necessary that we ask these questions as we continue to face an escalation of war in this nation. And we will not paint a pretty coat of paint, a pretty picture, or try to dress up what is so wicked in this nation and what has continued to occur and continue to happen to our people. It is not a random occurrence. It is of a purposeful, blatant system of economic exploitation, social degradation, humiliation, and every other nation. It is a so-called nation who has built its wealth and legacy, speaking of America, where the apocalypse is at its head, who have built its nation off of the backs of Black, whipped, bloody backs of Black men and Black women who built this nation, and the essence and foundation of every nation comes from the balancing of all of the nations and the origin of all of the nations and civilization that comes from the African genius. And for that, we are thankful. But we ask this question, what would you rather be? Would you rather be constantly lied to, constantly told that you have no power? It starts in the education system. And that is why we make it possible for this platform to remain here on New Black Panther Party Radio. You have a place to speak your mind and bring forth that which you have developed through your knowledge of self and your journey that you go through your knowledge of self, and present that on this broadcast and what it is that you're doing throughout the Black community. There is so much work being done throughout the Black nation. We say to everybody here tonight, press the number one. We want to hear what you have to say about the power of the people. Who is it that has told us that we have no power to have our own nation? Who is it that have told us or made us believe or we have a self-confidence issue, but we don't believe that we have the capability and ability as we do, as is natural for us as Africans and the great builders of civilization? that we have the power, and the power is with the people. We are the vanguard, but we face a wicked opposition. And that is our topic tonight. The power of the people, the vanguard versus the opposition. We live in a day, in a time where we can clearly see that power is being shifted. As this is the fall of America, we recognize that this is the days of apocalypse, for we have moved out of the dawn of anarchy, and we notice this oncoming doom that has been pending on America due to its assault on the African civilization. It is America and the European who have taken black families from continent to continent, nation from nation, but starting in the heart of civilization. It is that great place that is at the center and is the anchor of all civilization, Africa. That is the only true continent, and it is anchored in the ground of the earth, and it is linked to the core of the earth. So when we say that we are the people of the Creator, we are also the people of nature. We are the people of the natural forces of the earth. We are people who have always understood these spiritual conceptions. In fact, we are the people who are the origin and the originators of such spiritual conceptions. When we say that there was a divine utterance in the dimension, in the physical, a divine utterance in the spiritual that gave way to the sacred vibrations of sound and mathematics, and that formulated the rhythm and put harmony into the ground, and we are the people of the earth. Yes, family, we are the people of the earth. We are the people who come from the fire and the volcano that makes the land. We are the people who are the rising stars and all the fallen stars. And we are the people whose body and chemical components of our bodies, the melanin, the carbon 12, is linked to the very essence of the galaxy. We are the people of the earth. We are the people of the stars. We are the people of the day and the night. We are the people who are the original, and the first body to be found, the first human to be found is a black woman in Ethiopia. We are the people of Earth. When there have been studies that have been done, anthropological and archaeological and in every other way, look at the great legacy of countries like Mali. As we talk about this dawn of anarchy, we must understand that the force that is up on America and the European people and the European nations and all of the devils that are pushing them further into their own wars, that is making it more necessary as escalation continues all around this globe. We know that there are no people who are more attacked, who are more oppressed, who are more sanctioned, who are more exploited than the poor oppressed masses of the black people in the African diaspora. But we say here first, we see it because this place, this wicked jungle, is the birth of the beast of today. And that we see America controls a portion of all the crime that is committed around the world. Look at great nations like Mali in Africa, who gave in many ways the study of the wandering stars that have been called and dubbed today the planet. The people of Mali, those who knew and were able to name the planets and the stars, and they found the brightest star in the sky, Sirius. They called it Tupelo, and they took and known as the weight of this star and the radius of this star and the heat of this star. And this today is where you get much of your modern Greek and Roman folklore is from the sciences of African reality that is passed off as mythology in the white man's textbooks. Let us realize that there is no original European anything, because there is nothing original about the European. Let us look at the great rulers who have ruled over the dominion of the earth. And all of the land that circumnavigates the globe belongs to those who are the original inheritance and the real inheritors and heirs of the land, the real wives and husbands of the land, the real people of the land, whose land has been stolen through force and has been united into an imperial power and has been used against us now for 500 years as we have been oppressed. And this nation and nations across the African diaspora, let us realize that here in America, there is no such thing as law and order. It does not exist. Where there is law, as we have explained, it is a law that is based on the exploitation of black bodies. That is what the law of America is based off of. It is based off of the cost. How much can you drive up the cost of a nigger? America made niggers. We made Africans. We made genius. We made math. We created science. We, America, forced this condition on us. The mentality that brings forth the actions that they can now call crime produces their law. To be more simply put, whatever it is that is useful for us to buy for our survival, to fight as everybody else fights for our freedom and liberation, it is then called a crime. It is considered deadly for a black man or black woman or black child to understand their origin. It is then that you are considered a threat. It is when you have developed a knowledge of self. It is when you realize that we're living in the hour, the time, the dispensation of the apocalypse, where the rearing of the head of the beast have come to the forefront. But there is no such thing as law and order in America. Where there is order, it is only order because the freedom fighters put the order in motion through armed defense and demand of justice for the crimes against humanity. Look at the great work that is being done in New Orleans, Louisiana, by the New Orleans chapter of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, out there every day since they coming to the initiating a people's investigation for the murder of Brother Corey Garrison in New Orleans. As he was leaving Hank's supermarket in New Orleans, an Arab devil shot our brother in the back. It is so wicked. Brother Corey Garrison was murdered in front of his fiance and his children. What is the cost of a black life to us? What is the value? Because to our enemy, again, it is just another nigger, just another number, just another prisoner, just another inmate. But what is our brother's worth to us, the people, in this hour? The law is disregarded in this land. The law is disregarded. There is no such thing as law and order. As though if it was thrown into fire to be dealt out by demons, there is no law in this land. There has been no law in this land. For wherever we have seen so-called law, there has been a thin veil that is not backed by the paper law, but which is backed by the protection of the corporate conglomerates of this nation who continue to carry out devious, devilish acts against the community of our black people, and they do it through funding the public and private prison industrial complexes and the medical apartheid complexes and the police, the pig, the National Guard, the Marine, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force. They protect corporate conglomerate. They protect big business, devil, devious, big pharma, they protect these systems. So even if there is murdering and killing, you find that most, if not the majority of the time, it is being carried out by the protectors of the capitalism. In a system of capitalism like we have in America that is backed by where money is worth blood and blood is paid in money and in return, in reciprocity, it's blood money. Well, life is worth a value of a dollar. And in the sick, wicked exchange of
warfare and military strategies from both the freedom fighter throughout time and the oppressor. We have seen that these exchanges have brought forth the reality that many times have caused an attack on the mentality of our people to a point where we will judge each other from class and try to have class where we are being oppressed so terribly in this nation. We will even try to have a class struggle between one another and develop tactics to we carry out the crab in a barrel mentality with our own brothers and sisters. But as it is known in this nation and nations around the world, there is no law and order. Murdering, killing, robbery, raping, and drug addiction and all kind of other addictions are the only law and order that is respected in this nation. And if it is a lie that we have learned from our great teachers, then why is it that you see the politicians of this nation and other nations where they are brought to trial for molesting and raping young girls and young boys then? Why is it that you see politicians and movie executives and producers and those who are consciously financing the military propaganda of this nation? There has been a massive media frenzy of these white politicians and media executives and CEOs who have been locked up or have been having charges filed against them for molesting, raping women, men, because they don't have a distinction. There's how many politicians have you seen who have been caught up in child molestation cases, who have been caught up in drug addiction cases, time and time again, and these same politicians are being pushed back in front of the poor oppressed masses of our black people, and they are used as pawns to try to lead us into some kind of fantasy vote that would put us in a position that we would have the solution to the issues that we face. And it has not happened. It has become such a country that the civilized black man or the civilized black woman of intelligence and decency and moral code is afraid to walk the streets, not afraid as in scared, but has to watch their back, has to really carry a heavier load, if you get my drift, has to really watch out, because in the streets of America and vast towns and cities in America and other nations where this law of no law have been accepted and have carried on for years and hundreds of years now, we feel even then that man or woman would be more secure in a desert or a jungle. This is not a civilization, because there's nothing civilized about America. We have been the civilizers of the world, so we would know what civilization is. This is a mob of savages. That is what it is. The white race is a mob of savages. That is what they are. Savage cave beasts. That the intelligent and decent black man and black woman should not even get anywhere near to venture out among. And if we see such of these walking around, these beasts, we should avoid them at all costs. We should defend ourselves at all costs from those who have proven to be the enemy of a whole nation of people that doesn't just stop here in the borders of this nation, but extends across the African diaspora. We're saying that there is no law and order here in this nation and nations around the world. The law and order have been war, bloodshed, oppression, slavery, imprisonment, making decent black men and black women inmates, making decent black men and black women felony criminals, a wicked law that is based on a constitutional hypocritical law that comes from the assassination and the attempted destroying or destruction of civilizations would have stood the test of time and tested time. To take a people and rip them from the root of their own existence is one thing, but to create systems. And as we're going to find out how power is used, power is forced. Power is not some subtle suggestion. Power is not something that you beg on your knees and apply in a job application, and it's not the same. Power is something that is realized in the individual and breeds self-design, and that self-design actualizes that power. We have power on power on power. We are the most
powerful, we are more powerful, and we are the powerful. We have to exercise that power. We understand that there is no law and order in this nation. Power refers to the ability to do, the ability to be, the ability to have victory and accomplish and to push and to move, to stand, to walk, to push. That is power. Power moves. Power is a motion that is not subtle, that is not quiet, that is not sneakingly and backstabbing, that is not two-faced. Of course, no power can come from corruption. We will say that. No real power can come from corruption. The only thing that comes from corruption is dissatisfaction. And the only two things that dissatisfaction breeds is fear and war. Furthermore, power refers to the ability to do, being, and the ability to be alive. The ability to originate something. The ability to create something, the ability to manufacture, the ability to understand your capability is power. So if you look at it, power is can be defined by the legacy of the African genius. So when we are asking the question, where is power? And we are asking the question, does power come from money? Or does power come from politics? Or does power come from this? Or does power come from that? Realize that power comes from you being black. Don't let it go. Don't try to cover it up with something that sounds better than what is the original. It is in the beginning that we are told in every story, in every way, in every shape, in every book, in every folklore, and every whisper of the stories that are told around the campfires, that were told around the burning fires and during the rituals of the African harmony and balance. All throughout time, we are told that it is in the dark. That's right. It is in the deep of the black that you hear the divine utterance, sound and frequency that moves into the ways of the dimension and binds the spiritual and the physical into one. That gives way to what we know as the day and night. Huh? That gives way to what we know as time. That gives way to what we know as creation. And today we stand on the very ledge of such importance of understanding this, which gives value to our existence, for we are the ones who have brought this knowledge to the earth. It is not uncommon that we know these things. At a time when there is an escalation of war, surely there must be an escalation of those who are at war with those who are bringing war, and the people who are being oppressed must also have an escalation of consciousness, an escalation of activity in the face of the force of war and oppression. To be powerless, to be willless, to be impotent, to be lifeless, without effect or influence, to be nothing or to take no account or to hold no accountability is to be powerless. It is to be powerless. We are not powerless. We have not been robbed in such a way that we have had our power stolen. Yes, much that has been stolen has been returned, speaking of the knowledge itself. But we are in the fight for the physical and human resources. And although we cannot bring back the physical bodies that have been slain at the hands of this wicked, slaughtering snake beast, we can surely take that energy. We can surely take that spirit and move it into our physical activities and our responses to the crimes against humanity and take back the physical land that those lives were taken on. We're very serious when we talk about the power of the people. We know that the power is in the hands of the people, is in the heart of the people. Thus, we say that power refers to the ability to do. It is when we realize that we must do, but it is many times that we are faced with tragic events, such as the murder of our children, and we have a heavy heart, as these crimes bring us many times to a place of deep mourning, sadness, and affliction, as we many times go to war with ourselves about our abilities and capabilities to carry out such a divine and such a strong mission and to carry out a victory that is right
up under our noses, right in our midst. It is when we see the death and murder of our children that we realize what we must do more than ever. And of course, it is the assault and the war and the terrorism that continues against our people everywhere. But we have to really look at what went down in Orlando, Florida, at the Nemours Children's Hospital, when young Nyan Carter needed life-preserving assistance and medical care, and he was denied by so-called medical professionals. We then watched as thousands watched around the world as Dr. Ali, a very heartbreaking visual, but inspiring in many ways, as we watched the family of young Naeem give life-preserving assistance in their attempts to preserve the life of our young cub. But sadly, his life was taken. He did not lose his life. His life was taken in Orlando, Florida, just about 7 or 8 days, just about a week ago, in Orlando, Florida, at the Nemours Children's Hospital. And we share and continue to send our condolences, Dr. Ali Muhammad, his queen, and the family of young Naeem Carter, and, you know, will be there every step of the way to bring justice to this situation. It's when we experience the murder of our children more wickedly, family, we must pay very close attention, more wickedly. It is the mentality that is within our mind. This mentality is not natural to us. No, family, see, we are the original warriors. We are the original vanguard. We are the ones who have shielded, we protect the earth. We are of the earth. We're connected to everything that is in existence. It is like the sun and the clouds and the moon and the stars and the mountains and everything else that bows and yields and does not resist to the power of the Creator and moves, and that is power in your visual power for the proof. If you're looking for evidence of something to believe, look out at what you see in front of you as the world goes on, but the white man world falls. The world goes on because everything in the world bends and yields and moves and prostrates and goes with the harmony and the balance and the dance and the song of the Creator. And we do the same. But we have been attacked by something that is unnatural. Something that can't stand the sun, something that can't stand the moon, something that can't stand the water, something that is unnatural, that has been grafted from the original mutanoid, humanoid, cave beast. They are adverse, reverse, opposite, asymmetric to everything that is in existence. So it is that constant struggle between the two, between us, the original, and the unnatural, that breeds this mentality. And let us not forget that it is not just a mental or spiritual, but it is a physical war. No black man or black woman thinks of an inferiority complex just based on some constitution or some paper law. The paper law is backed by force, brutality, bloodshed, shootings, murders, lynchings, killings, genocide, and ethnic cleansing. And this produces a mentality many times, not with all of us, but some of us, where we appeal to the masses of our people. It produces this mentality where we are not understanding of the ability of our power and the capability of our just being in existence. And it is our existence that keeps everything moving and bending and yielding at the will of the Almighty Wise God Creator. So if we need an example of power, we should look no further than the nature of our existence and the unnatural nature of our enemy. It is force that we must exercise. We must meet force with force. We can't be some passive, mealy mouth, meek, sit behind four walls, voting, I'm going to go with what the white man says, voting. What is this with this vote? It has to stop. When we look at the situations that we face around this nation, we recognize that America is a country, so-called, where evil is dominant. And in America, in this country, and in nations around the world who have been accosted and who have been oppressed by the imperial or colonialist capitalist devils who continue to oppress us today. And as we understand more and more every day that we have the power, and the power is with the people, and we will bring ourselves out of this oppression and have our own nation, is when we recognize more and more every day that America is a country where evil is dominant. And in America, everybody is thinking about how they're going to do you evil. Everybody has their guns and have their white, Arab, Chinese, Jewish, nasty, dirty, syphilis-infected hands somewhere on our resources, trying to rob us of our resources, trying to take from us what we have, because what we have, it makes us the richest people. It makes us rich in material, rich in physical and spiritual. We are rich in the material. For our forebears and ancestors come from the lands where there are the most resources. We know this to be true. In Europe, in the earth and crust of Europe, there is no resource. It is a place that is void of resources. It is a place that was used to send those of the criminals of our people. And they were exiled to Europe in the Caucasus Mountains, where you have today Georgia and Kazakhstan and all of these damn devils. It is them coming into Africa in the Ottoman Empire as they fought and took and rewrote and reexamined and reintroduced wickedly through the force of the gun and the sword a white Islam, a white understanding of the Christ or the messianic energy, a white understanding of the Torah or the teachings of Musa or Moses, a white understanding of God. And this mentality, unfortunately, have continued today. When you look at this time, you also find that no matter where you have seen oppression, at any rate, you've always seen freedom fighters. And it is in our examining of where that power is at and where the core of that power is, we find that freedom fighting have never stopped. We've always had freedom fighters. There are nations in Africa during the time of chattel slavery who are tribes or dynasties in Africa. For example, tribes in Nigeria like the Yoruba tribe who had on the continent no true dynamic relationship with the Akan people of Ghana. But through the exploitation of the physical resource of the African body, through the manipulation of force and power and the taking of the African from Africa and bringing them here to make them niggas, we've seen many of the Yoruba people and many of the Akan people come together in Haiti and come together in Jamaica and come together in this nation as the Maroon and as many other different freedom fighting. So what we see is that much of what we have faced has brought us closer, as we've always had freedom fighting, has brought us closer, and we refine ourselves more and more every year as we continue to fight for our freedom. But it must be made clear, this is a place in this nation where no matter where we look, we find that it is the intention of the enemy to make us enemies of the truth. So where we look at the truth, we will see someone who is out to do good for us. We'll be made to look like someone who is out to harm us and someone who is out to harm the people, who are trying to steal the hearts and minds of the people, or who are coming to cause mischief and dissension in the liberation movement. They are made to look like they are for the people. This is where we see the vanguard versus the opposition. The vanguard is the strong front line. Those great freedom fighters and revolutionaries who hold the line. The line is visual. It is not something that is metaphorical. There is a literal line, and it comes from the artificial borders that have been drawn up on this side of the hemisphere and on the eastern hemisphere. These lines that have been drawn up are lines that mark the territories that they call the United States of America. But we do not recognize this nation as a real nation, because what we have faith have led us to believe that these people have no business ruling over anything. They can't even keep their own affairs straight. They're at war all over the earth. But in fact, we find that when you have nations like America, and of course, no nation is more wicked throughout time, you will find that they go to the demographic of population of those who they have oppressed, and they look to find the weak-minded. If there is a chain, they look to find the weakest link. They look to find a place or a person, a food of our people that they can take and turn against the people, but they know that they must offer something in return. See, to put us through murder and genocide and ethnic cleansing in a position of constant survival of the everyday resources, conditions of having our own minds, in fact, as we are constantly lied to through the wicked propaganda and the wicked lies of the different systems of America. To do this is one thing, but they put us in the position to be able to take those who have given up. These people have become complacent. These are those who they offer high positions and money to, the so-called Negro intellectual politician, who will work against the good of our people. They will accept different things and high positions and money, but they have been deprived of a love of self and a love of kind. What do they care about the millions who are sprawled in the mud of the wicked white murderous American regime? They are content. They are comfortable as long as they eat, as long as they can be patted on the head, as long as they don't have to deal with their reality. They are content. They are content with our condition. Millionaires are content with the condition of their people and do not make any moves. We find, in fact, that the class struggle that is within the black nation that have been propped up by Negroes. That's right. It have been propped up by Negroes. We find today that this is something that is escalating and is a problem more than it ever has been, where we see that today, in fact, it is true through the technology of social media and the fact that you have a supercomputer in your hand every goddamn day, and news, and so-called news at least, and information is coming and streaming at speeds that have never been seen before in time. But the information is not real. It's not valid. It's fake. It's not true. But what we find is that it has shown black people in this nation at a very impactful rate. It has shown liberation and freedom fighting all over this nation. We have been more and more involved with increasing our presence on these channels, but we can't help it. Hell, we always on the ground, so even when we don't even know it sometimes, we find these videos and these different posts on this social media site and that social media site. But what we're saying is that we find through the technology and the advancement of social media and all this kind of thing that, you know, this the image, we won't say the ideology, but the image of freedom fighting is something that is very visual at this time. But this always has been the case. This has always been the case. Now, what we have seen is that the same as that, if at one time it was the newspaper, family, the newspaper was a big deal. You know, you really needed your newspaper. Well, we know then that if that was the main media component, we know that the enemy, when we talk about counterintelligence, the opposition that goes against the vanguard, we know that counterintelligence is countering an already declared ideology or intelligence. So if the ideology is black nationalism, they're going to come and say assimilation. If the ideology, the common well-known spread ideology, is reparations, they're going to come and say college degrees and pensions, you know, civilian pensions for black people, who they're going to put a bunch of things on it. We're saying that counterintelligence have used the same channel that whatever was the most popular at that time. So if it was the newspaper, if it was a book, if it was whatever was used to disseminate information of them at that time, whatever the freedom fighters were using to disseminate information, counterintelligence, counter operations by the opposition, by the ops, by the pigs, by the coons, by the niggas, by the house niggas, by the boot licking, buck dancing Uncle Tom and Thomasina, they have used that avenue. So it is the same with social media. Do you see what we're saying? So social media, now you see these people, these black men and these black women who have been through no formal training. When you enter the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, our great comrades throughout this nation and internationally, you know, and it is known, you must enter and you go through a political education process. You are vetted. There's a moral code of conduct, the 13 points of attention, the way of a panther, the way of a soldier, the three main rules, the rules and regulations. There are suspensions, there's violations, there's ways that we deal with these things. There is a code of conduct. There is a right way. There is a militant way. There is a black nationalist way. But what we see then is we say counterintelligence. It always counters whatever is the common ideology. So for 30 years now, and then to bring it into a smaller picture, right here in this formation of the new Black Panther Party, under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, we have seen almost a trail of work that have been done. And see, when we say work, that even takes almost away from the value of this. You're talking about a majority of people, because we got to be real about this, who believe what they're seeing on the Facebook and the social media and what the white man says. Then you have these few people, these freedom fighters. And like I said, there's never been a time since we have been gone in this war for 500 years or for the 6,000 years that the white man crawled out the cave. There have always been opposition. Now, yes, social media may be the thing that's pushing out the information today, but that don't mean that that shit is real. It doesn't mean it is. Now, you have freedom fighters who are making honest things. Real work. When you examine nations throughout history, how do you take a nation that has been oppressed? How do the people get out of that? It's a few people. A few people come together. And it is the inspiration from the participation that is put in by those people. It inspires. It appeals to the masses. Now you have people who rise up and come up into the knowledge of self. Kwame Ture talks about it. He talks about how you have, you know, the oppressive nation, the military regime, the capitalist, the bourgeois. They're all in the same thing. It's all the same. And you find that throughout time, you find that they continue to use the same tactics, but they apply more force. They use the guns. They use the media. They use the prisons. They use the medical apartheid. They use, in general, so-called white supremacy and imperialism. These are the opposition. They recruit niggas, not black people. They recruit niggas who will agree, who will go along, who because they're complacent. They're ignorant. They're foolish. So they're all in the same system. Then he said you have the people. We the people. The people, within the people, you have the vanguard. You have the few. Well, he says over time, what you see, and I'm paraphrasing, he says over time, what you see is that the people, they start to recognize like, hey, we've been protesting. We've been voting. This, all of this is in some way helpful, right? Everything has an avenue. But what about them guns, though? Yo, like, what about that hard line? What about that formation? What about going to the people who did it, going to the pig, going to the DA? What about checking these people armed to let them know that they can't just come and mow us down? And he says, what do you have? You have a collision. You have a war. You have what we see today. Don't be fooled.
Through the propaganda, the white man will have you believe that the Russian is the most evil cracker on the planet. All these damn devils are evil. They want you to believe that there is a massive increase of a Chinese hate. We don't even think about them goddamn cheats. What we're saying is that the war that have continued longer than the Iraq war, have more numbers than the Iraq war, we have faced more opposition than the Iraq war, where our own people who dress in black BDU, who say black power, they carried us out the same tactics as the opposition. So it is a line in the sand. It is the vanguard. It is the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We will take the title. We are not taking it as theft. We earned it. We earned it. And it is with us. It is a humble, emphatic statement. We are the vanguard. And if you don't think of yourself as the vanguard, you're not going to make it. Because these people are wicked on levels that we got 2 hours every night. And every time we end this broadcast, we don't feel like we really said everything we could say because it's only 2 hours. It shows you the magnitude of the demon tree, the devil tree, the savage sacrificing, the wicked things that they do. And when we see it, we just see it as it's what it is to us. It's the loss of a child. It's the loss of our fathers, our mothers. We are the ones that are being attacked. We are the ones that are being oppressed. Nobody is allowed to judge our interaction with these situations, not our reaction. We ain't reacting. We're well aware of what's happening. We are saying that there are black people who call themselves Panthers because we're the vanguard. So we would know here in this formation who call themselves Panthers. My God, they call themselves all kind of names. But what is the worth? What is the accolade? What have been done to remove us from this condition? These are the kind of questions we need to ask when we make the statement that it's the vanguard versus the opposition, and the power is with the people here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in right now, 718-664-6398. We just telling the truth like we always do, comrades. We got our national chairwoman on the line. Sister Krista Muhammad, can you hear me, comrade? Black Power, mic check.
Oh, Lord, Black Power. I didn't know my mic was open. Black Power family, I can't stay on long, but I will hit you guys back in just a few minutes. I'm at the salon. He threw me out of there. Come on, I'm at the House of Beauty. Black Power family, but I'm just listening tonight. I'm getting my hair done. Black Power.
Black Power. So this is what, when we say Black Power, it's our national chairwoman. My God, y'all, we have real life freedom fighting that is going on right now. I talked about it earlier in this broadcast, and every time I say something about this case, yeah, it increases the fire in me. Look at the wickedness. If it's not the pig, just look at the case of Brother Corey Garrison. Look at the work that's being put in New Orleans, in Louisiana, in New Orleans, Louisiana, in the new Black Panther Party, our comrades out there. These is real freedom fighters. Real work is being done. These brothers and sisters ain't sit behind no damn four walls talking to the fucking sheriff and asking, what you gonna do? They there at the scene of the crime. Arm, holding a hard line against these goddamn devils. This fucking Arab pig devil, even though he wasn't a cop, I call him a pig, shoots Brother Corey Garrison in the back. He was exiting the store of the Hank supermarket in New Orleans. And this is while his fiance and his children are there. See, we just, it happens and we say, oh man, that's so fucked up. Well, put yourself in that position. Put yourself, like, the amount of wickedness out of the state of Louisiana, out of this entire nation. We know where it comes from, but it's the vanguard approach to deal with it. Man, we ain't reaching out and trying to get the fucking DA on the phone and the, man, these people are wicked. They don't understand talk.
They don't understand, please. They don't understand begging. They don't understand you being on your knees. When they see the black man and the black woman on their knees, they know that if you are praying, that makes you an easier prey. So the same is, we will not allow for people to push religion as a solution when it has been proven that it has been a de-evolution and an excuse for warfare against our people across the diaspora. We are not going to allow for people to push the police on our people. They didn't come to the scene where Corey Garrison was murdered at and say, hi, how can we help? We're going to get this all solved. No. They cleaned up the scene, wiped their hands off, and kept it pushing. Because to them, it's not that they don't care. Stop lying to our people. See, we cool. We work with revolutionary freedom fighters. We have allies who have proven to be real, pushing the hardline revolutionary. We don't bother nobody in this formation. We just do what has to be done. We will say that. We're a very principled people. We're very honest people, so you can't, you don't take that as a whatever you want to think of it as, because when you step wrong to the people, we gonna check your ass, and that's where all of the heat is coming from. When we talk about the vanguard versus the opposition, see, when a man or woman have nothing to hide, they don't be, every time someone comes in a room, they don't have to look over their back. They don't have to look over their shoulders every time someone comes around. See, but if you are slimy, you know, if you a rat or a snake, just that's you, it doesn't matter if you put the uniform on, whatever color it is, no matter what you call yourself, you the dog, you the lizard, panther, you the this. No, nigga, no matter what you do, until you change that ignorant shit, nigga shit that you do, that doesn't matter. Everything that you do is going to stink of that. Everything you do is going to be low. See, when you come into a liberation movement and you find yourself being the one that say, oh, I put myself in the position to where I am the general of this formation. And you 2-3 months, you've been watching Dr. Khaled for 2-3 months. You listen to a little Farrakhan. You may have seen some Dr. Amos Wilson, but you have not. You may have been to the military. Some niggas say they went to the military. This is ridiculous. The military, the police, the bullshit, the marching with the police, having the people believe that it's okay to have police in a black militant formation. This is all coming from the side of the opposition. We've never pushed these type of ideas. The idea that you would demonstrate for justice and you would ask the people who are murdering our people, could you demonstrate? Let's say to your enemy, could I please go to war with you? Or could I please check you? Are you okay with me checking you? I don't give a goddamn. The white man think? Or his law? It's lawlessness in America. It's anarchy. They don't obey the damn law. Hell, every time we hit the battlefield, we do everything to the law. But hell, that's our law. That's natural law. We don't give a damn. It is lawlessness. It is the wild, wild west. It's lawlessness in America. It's anarchy. Everything is turned over on his head. And you niggas don't get permits and you want to march with the police. But what makes it worse is that you know that this goes against everything that has ever been taught, that has ever been shown. The pig comes from the origin of the KKK and the patty rollers and the night riders, and they lynch black men and lynch black women and lynch black business owners. They would come and they would come and get us as we got the hell out of the plantation, and we would be on the plantation and we'd be like, we finna get out of here. And some nigga would be like, oh no, you know, Master gonna find out. And when we ran, he gonna tell Master, and Master send a damn night rider. That's what Kendrick did. That's what Kendrick did. This nigga called the police on the phone. This is the opposition. You make yourself an op when you call the pig and you lie and you snitch, you goddamn house nigga. What is wrong with this? What's wrong with these folks? We know what's wrong with them. We know, Malcolm told us, they have wife's disease. You can't be taken seriously at this day and time. When you align yourself with the pig, which is the most dangerous element that our people face in this nation, straight up, to try to counter that and try to use different excuses and straw men or whatever to try to, you know, it is like it is. The people agree. The people agree. The people have spoken. They don't fuck with the police. Why do you niggas fuck with the police? Not only do you march with the police, this is the mentality that have been put into our heads by the opposition, by the white man. It creates new opposition because the white man, America doesn't go recruiting people that are going to get into and oppress us from other nations. They come into our communities. And if they don't come physically, the mentality, we know that in the United States military, these black men and black women are not over there saving the fucking world. Just stop. Stop the lie. They are over there doing logistics. They are over there planning. They are over there protecting. And they are over there to protect white interests on an international level. And on a deeper root, the American Army, the American Navy, the American government is the ones that kidnapped us. So how is it an accomplishment for our children to go to the military? How is it an accomplishment for people to say, a nigga to say, oh, I'm in the military and I got on black BDU, so I'm the general. And you don't know a goddamn thing about nothing that has to do with black nationalism, nothing that has to do with pen. You acting out of a dead mind mentally, not physically and spiritually. When you believe that the American military, you know, gave you something other than more trauma and put you through more stages of phases of post-traumatic slave syndrome. Stop playing with us. We know what these people do around the world. Watch the Winter Soldier conference where you got these white boys that left the Marines and some black ones, and they ripping their badges off, and they talking about how they would just sit in Africa and shoot at mosques all day. Shooting at mosques all day. Look at how they have dropped and depleted uranium in Somalia and other places that have caused cancerous effects on babies before they came out the womb. Don't you talk to us about the military, the police, the politician, and you're not talking about their destruction. Y'all got to quit playing with this. Because we're not playing with this. The power is with the people. We want what the people want. We don't want what the white man wants. And if you agree with this notion that there's some good pigs and some good politicians and some good white folks, you far gone. Straight up. Because this is the day of the apocalypse, family. It's the end of the white man's world. It is the end of the world as many know it. But it is not the end of the moving and setting and rising of the sun. It's not the end of the moon keeping the magnetic balance of the waters and controlling the nature of the mind. It's not the end of the stars being boundless and infinite in the sky. It's not the end of the universe because all that comes from the Creator, which we are the original people of. It is the end of this wicked rule. And that's a good thing. But it is terrible when during this time, which causes a natural rise, two things cannot occupy the same space at one time. So you cannot have a bunch of corrupt, coercive, manipulative devils and have good, decent, moral people. They don't mix. So naturally, they have to go to war. And that is where we are. So stop lying to the people because you're lying to yourself. You niggas know
that the work that is done in this formation is countless. You know that our work on the continent is strong. You know of the love and admiration that Black people throughout this nation have for the new Black Panther Party in this formation, on our national chairwoman, our national central committee, all of our comrades in this nation, man. You know that we have real camaraderie. You know, these people, these are people who at one point, at one time, all of them, Malik, Babu, who else? AJ, not to leave, because see, we wouldn't deal with this man. We wouldn't touch this man with an 80-foot pole. But we're saying that these men, these brothers, they were in under the leadership of Sister Krista Muhammad. They all have an issue simply because they have done something that went against the code of the people, the code of the people that we recognize because the power is in the hands of the people. When they went against that code, they were put out. You know, they were put, it was the community was put on notice. All these things are public, public information, right? Malik abandoned his post, tried to declare martial law. Now he's back and have created this little slander group, this little boys club, you know, this thing, you know, and when we look at it, we just shake our heads. We say, brothers, brothers, brothers. Why all the jealousy? We are not your enemy. You guys are not our enemy. But at the same time, you form an opposition against the people when you know that the total force of the people, it lies on who the people most recognize as the most efficient. Anytime in battle, the people have to choose a side. The people make that choice themselves. And what the people have chosen and what the people have been saying from brothers like Brother Darren and the Darren's podcast, the Boss Talk podcast, brothers like Brother General Delta, and brothers like Brother Ozone, and brothers who like, you know, Brother OC the Great, brothers and sisters who know what it is. They have said it, like Brother Critical and Brother Emmanuel, come all these brothers and sisters that support. They have made it very clear, brothers and sisters in the new Black Panther Party, Sister Crystal is our national chairwoman. She was voted in, she was elected. Black nationalist democratic process, Negro, you know? So the people have spoken. That's it. The conversation is over. The jury has spoken. And the vanguard is in a position where because this platform has been such a guided, necessary tool for Black people who face the crimes against humanity in this nation. Y'all got to understand why we are attacked like this. You have to understand why there is a vanguard and an opposition, and the vanguard versus the opposition. We got to understand this because when you look at the new Black Panther Party in this formation, you find these relationships that we make over time with the family of those who are the victims of genocide and ethnic cleansing, where storms happen around this nation or our people are flooded out. And still today, people are displaced. Still today, people are trying to come back from the storms, from the murders, from the slaughters and massacres. People are still trying to fight their way into some kind of, you know, security of self and self-confidence. At every step of the way, this formation has been there with these families that have been there in these situations that have been to these pig departments. You talk about we got arrested and y'all niggas were so scared when we got arrested and y'all say, Sister Crystal, lead the people to get arrested. You know, you niggas is cowards. Look, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, this is what it is. It's war. It is war. It's open war. We never go into the battlefield and say, are we going to get arrested today? Black power. You know how ignorant that sounds? But common sense would tell you, if you're going to your enemy to go to battle with your enemy, there's a strong chance you just might get into a fight and you just might go to jail.
I mean, that is understood to have been shown. That's why it kills me when people be like, oh, I always wanted to be a Panther. Ever since I was a kid, oh, I watched the Panther movie. Oh, I watched the Malcolm X movie. I read about it. Huey P. Newton, Dr. Khaled, Dr. King, Fannie Lou Hamer. Where do I stop? All of them went to jail because they were tired of watching their people be murdered by this genocidal maniac. Stop pressing us when you know the truth. Stop pressing us when you know the truth. You can't speak out both sides of your mouth. You can't say you defend a black nation when you allow pigs in and around your formation. You can't say that you for black women and domestic violence when you will go onto a show with a man like Taharka Bay, who is a known beater of women and children. You can't talk out both sides of your mouth. This puts an opposition in front of the people. This is why we have the vanguard versus the opposition. And this is not new. This is not new today. This has always gone on. Maybe in this day, because of what we have seen over time with our ancestors, yes, I think we acknowledge it much quicker. Because of what many of our great leaders today who walk amongst us today have experienced, we learn much quicker. And we have seen it. We see it from miles and miles away now. We know what this stuff looks like. But no matter what opposition comes up, the most important thing for us to understand is that the power is with the people. That's why the people make the decision. The people are bringing down the force of war. Understand that America, the creator has been dealing. America is doomed from the very changing of the seasons that bring about the storms and the changes of the equinoxes and solstices that bring about all kind of damage. And when these storms and things occur, that's the only time the white man say, damn, boy, I tell you, you know, this melanated energy, this creator's energy, this dark, this black, you know, boy, I tell you, it's something else, right? But they take that, and then they will turn it and use it against us. This is why it's so important that we understand that the power is with the people. We have to be prepared. What is power without preparation? We talked about power being the ability to do, an ability to exercise your mind and your physical body. Hell, once you become powerful enough, you can change the very phenomena around you. It's a spiritual power that we have to tap into. But damn, we talk about right here down to earth, right? We got to be prepared. Might be coming around that time. We know these storms are fastly approaching. Man, we got to be stacked up, packed up, and ready to do whatever we got to do for our survival. Because understand, as the war have escalated, any natural occurrence will be used for sure without a shadow of a doubt to manipulate and to force our people into a worsening position and condition. Now, we talk about the humanitarian response of our people in our own communities. We talk about the humanitarian response in general. We can't leave out the great work of the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross. You know, our humanitarian arm designed to bring that reinforced, that backbone, that vanguard, that hard line. The people know that they have those who are thinking about them. You know, I mean, like we say, we the people too. And these storms happen. A lot of our comrades are put into these very terrible positions due to the damage. And they still go out and help on units of the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross. You know, it's not about, you know, we're so humble in our service. You know, so we appeal to the masses of people because it is again, we are inspiring those as they watch the participation to participate themselves. We are inspiring them. This is the way that we should counteract the oppression. This is the way that we should deal in times of natural disaster. There have to be a checking on the elders. There have to be a good plan on how to, you know, have contact with those that need help in us to be able to provide assistance. After the water has subsided, after the damage from the tornado, the wind and the force of the wind and the tornado has subsided, it leaves in its path, you know, new positions
of poverty, new positions of displacement, and a whole new torch of all kind of trauma in our community. We're talking about many black children at that time. You know, they may not understand what's going on, and all of a sudden, mommy and daddy or grandma or grandpa all of a sudden have to go. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that we think about when these things happen, and we being, you know, the people that we are, being the people, we've experienced these things time and time again. So it's not that we don't know when it's approaching, but we are constantly being distracted, Why at no time will we ever allow for our people to believe that we don't have the ability to fight this. Yes, the white man does all kinds of evils. Evil is the white man. The white man is the devil. Put a D in front of evil. The devil. The white man is the devil. But how many times have we kicked this scrawny cracker's ass? I mean, it's like time and time. I mean, the new Black Panther Party has a permanent boot in the white man's ass. It's always in his ass. Every time you sit down, you say, ow, the new Black Panther Party. This is the kind of ass whipping politically, you know, from a level of hardline black nationalist politics, we have been kicking this white man's ass. What we are saying then is it's the participation of the people. You got to get online with the front line, right? See, the cracker knows and scopes out the weak one, and many times gets them to do things that they don't even have to do. You know, hell. The pig don't call black folks and say, hey, something happened up the street. Do you know what happened? Hell, when things happen, they don't even talk to anybody, right? Because it's just another nigga to them. Niggas go to the police to tell the pig what happened. You see? That's a snitch. But it's worse when you talk about on a liberation level. See, because the thing about counterintelligence in the tactic, in the military strategy of the opposition, is that they are looking to disrupt, to destroy. They're looking to, you know, to manipulate, but ultimately they want to infiltrate. They want to infiltrate. Then they know that they can't send no crackers because they don't fuck with crackers. So they're going to infiltrate with those who know a little bit of this and know a little bit of that. But nobody just openly says, I'm a snake. Because if they did, you wouldn't mess with them. That's the thing. Like, nobody comes out and says, I'm going to backstab you. As soon as you turn your back, I'm going to stab you in the back. Nobody does that. Because if they did, you wouldn't fuck with them. It's over time. Over time, people reveal themselves, you know, through their actions. And when they reveal themselves to their actions, they're quickly dealt with and put out. What ends up happening is that these people, they're disgruntled. They know what they have done. You know, they know how much mischief they caused. But instead of owning up, you know what I'm saying? Instead of, you know, being honorable, they don't have no honor. They don't have no morality. They don't have no moral code. It's the same as the white man. Cracker knows what he have done, she have done. They know the hell they caused on this nation of people. They know what we are owed. They know that they need to pay reparations. They know that they committed acts of genocide. What do you keep hearing? Racism doesn't exist in this country anymore. Let's have another committee on reparations. You don't hear the truth. When we recognize that the true political power doesn't come from the vote, but it comes from the people, that's when we have the mentality of the power in the hands of the people now. When we recognize that the true education and the power of the African genius, it comes from other African genius. It doesn't come from white people. We have to be the ones to educate the next generation. We have to be the ones that, you know, teach. We have to be the ones that design the structures of nationhood. We have to be the ones that build the actual infrastructure. We have to be the engineers, the architects. We have to be the scientists. We have to produce our own interferon, our own solutions to dealing with any kind of biological or chemical attack. You know, when we realize that, you know, the power of removing the trauma that comes with poverty, so-called crime, so-called going back and forth because no rich man, no rich woman, and not even rich, but just being able to live a life where you are able to participate through your natural ability and able
pay your bills and feed your family. Damn, you ain't got to be rich to do that. You know what I'm saying? But to be in poverty, of course, if you're in poverty, you're going to knock somebody over the head for their purse. Of course, if you don't have no food to feed your children, you're going to go into the Kroger and steal some food. Nobody that's not a fool or incapable or slow or something like that is just going to sit there and starve to death. Nobody's just going to, you know, just die off. You know what I'm saying? So they put us in these wicked positions and hope that we would just, you know, but we don't. We do everything, and we are not making excuses on some of the things that we have done. But what we are saying is that the enemy identifies what they have done. And through the identification of that, they see the trauma that is caused. So they profit on that trauma. They profit on that trauma. They know that if a community is suffering economically, they need something to bring them out of the economic situation. That's what we have to recognize. We have to recognize the needs and ideals of the people. Now, they recognize it because they are the ones who have created the structure. But we have to recognize it and create a counteractive, a counterstructure. When we look at it, you know, poverty drives this insanity. It drives the sick religious mentality. It drives everything that is evil done, that we do to each other. It comes from the fact that if you go into our communities, you find mass poverty, and it's not to make any kind of give us any kind of excuse to stand up, black man, stand up, black woman, stand up and fight against the conditions. But at the same time, we did not ask for this. We did not sign off on the 13th and 14th Amendment. We are old. The same tenets of civilization that we brought to the world have been used in many ways to put us at the bottom or attempt to put us at the bottom. But what we have seen is that at all the attempts, they have not been able to reduce the effect that the African have on the world. We affect the entire world, no matter what position, what class we put ourselves in. Everything we do, we are watched so meticulously because everything that we do, the world hinges on it. That's why European nations will go to war, but they will agree to keep black people in their nation. It's not really their nations, but in their plantation, France and Germany and the UK, the white man, Australia and all over, they will argue about some shit. But what they will not argue about and what they will agree on is to continue the so-called white supremacy. We can go back and forth about a lot of shit, but we got to agree on the fact that we are the ones who are going to bring us out of this and that the power is with us. And we cannot continue to look outside in just a few months. They're going to be running election ads. And I bet y'all that some of these Negroes, some of the same ones that have been launching threats and attacks and telling defaming ass lies, I bet you that they're going to back the elections. Because that's the kind of corny, ignorant, egotistical nigga shit that we've been seeing, you know? They've already been backing the police and everything else, so why not? You know, these people are trying to split like how they did when we said we wanted, you know, separation. They say, oh, no, you really want integration. Let's just integrate. We'll separate now. We need you niggas. Shit, you know. We need you niggas now. Hold on. Don't separate. Let's integrate. But we said separation. Mama said separation. Niggas said integration. We say black nation, now niggas are saying assimilation. We saying fuck the police, now some niggas are saying love the police. You know what I'm saying? They're trying, it's the same tactic. Like how Carmen Therese said, it's the same tactic, but it's just used over time and more forces applied to it depending on the situation. And when you look at all of the crimes that they have committed and the fact that now it's nowhere that they can really hide these things. You know, when we look at the case of Brother Ronald Green, it was a purposeful cover-up. These devils lie and say the brother crashed into a tree and the tree caused a fatal car accident. Do you know the payouts, the payoffs, the backdoor conversations that had to have been had to allow for such a cover up? Because it's not to say that there's no such thing as police misconduct. It's not true. There's no such thing as police misconduct. How can you be misconducted to something that is never been right? You can't have that. It's not a misguided police procedure. The procedure of the police is to kill black people. They are carrying out their mission. That is what the police do. They arrest black people. They protect the interests of the capitalist genocidal regime, and they kill black folks, melanated people. That has always been their origin. Again, and when you look at where they're coming from, where their origin comes from, the Knight Riders and the Ku Klux Klan and the Patty Rollers, when you look at this, then you say, oh, now I see. But why can't we just look at the deed of the state? So a problem is a problem. People can call it what they want it, but we will not accept, we will not pass on a lie, we won't propagate it, whatever you want to say, we will not allow for our people, and we will not believe that it is working with the police, getting permits with the pigs, that it is having pigs in the formations, that is, you know, working with white folks, that it's assimilating. We will not let that be the ideology. I mean, this is an information war that is happening right in front of our faces. It's become more important that our information is strong, that we're given credible, true, factual information, that we analyze everything, all information that is given to us. It is very important that we scrutinously, truly look at every element around us, speaking to people, every element, no matter where they come from, what they say, what do they do? Because there is a right way. You know, you can say that you want to, you know, bring justice to black people, but if you're doing it through a way that is in any way that involves the oppressor, you're not bringing justice to black people. You're bringing danger to black folks. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna go get the damn killer and bring the killer to where the people are. You know. And then if you don't bring the killer to where the people are, you call the motherfucker. You know, because you're scared. You know, it's a continuation of trying to. They will always try to push the liberation movement out like they call the so-called black sheep, right? Which is a good thing to be that, right? But they will always, you know, Kwame Nkrumah talks about it in Handbook of Revolutionary Warfare, how with propaganda, he says that you can have a whole people, a whole nation of people that are taken under where nobody pulls a gun and nobody launches a bomb. It's just simply just coercion through information, a straight-up information war. But then he talks about how once that information is established and you have the people who are softened by those lies, then they send in the nuns, the guns, and things of that nature. That's what we have seen time and time again. The difference now is that we got guns too, cracker. That's the problem. See, the pig is being made to look at us as a force of self-defense for our people. They don't like that. So you water it down, you wash it down when you march with these pigs. Now, enough of that. We're just saying, because this is really serious that we examine this, because moving on, if we're passing this thing to our children, this cannot and it will not be the ideology. What we see when we look at the demonstrations for justice and the cause of freedom and liberation on the ground by black people, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, when we are on one side and the pig is on the other side. That is the black revolution. Anything other than that, assimilated, anything like that, is a Negro revolution. We have to understand these things because it's very critical at a time where, you know, they are able to not only inoculate people with the vaccine, but before there's ever a needle, the disease came with the information. Before there was ever a fucking Moderna, a Pfizer, a AstraZeneca, they straight up lie.
They told you black folks is more susceptible to the COVID. They told us black folks going to get the COVID more. It's psychological warfare. It's psychological warfare. It's the American thing to do. Think about how many lives you would be saving if you would let us stick you in the arm. It's psychological warfare. So through our, you know, analyzing and bringing this information to the people, writing this information war, fighting with this pandemic, just like on every other level, we found that, you know, not only are they wicked and lying, but the vaccine produces another mutation. That's right. We heard Dr. Aline talking about this S protein and what it does and how it, you know, can make, can produce another mutation and can, and you have a whole nother situation. Then we learn what we've always known, but we continue to tell our people. And we learn, we do continue to learn. We'll say we continue to learn every day. Like, I just learned about wormwood. I didn't know what wormwood was. You know, every day we're learning more and more about healing ourselves. And we got to say that. I mean, that has really been the basis of the beginning of this continuous broadcast. We knew, before we knew about the interferon, before we really, you know, we knew first things first. It was in our official statement that we released, the new Black Panther Party on this COVID-19 pandemic. We said that we can heal ourselves. We can heal ourselves through natural, you know, natural things. Elderberry. I said the wormwood, we can heal ourselves with natural things like garlic and echinacea, you know, natural things that come from the earth. And as we always state, we the original people of the earth. You know what I'm saying? We the people of nature and the forces of nature. So, of course, being original people, we have to have an organic or mostly organic base, you know, intake into our body. So, you know, being in this nation as we have been under the conditions that we've been, we forcefully, you know, have been taken away from that natural. There's been a mass demonization of voodoo, which many of you call voodoo, and where the core of this is understanding the forces of nature and how they interact. And you also have to talk about the natural healing, the spiritual, the natural healing that comes from the African spiritual systems. But it's known by many names. Condomblé. It's known by as the Fon, the Lao. It's known by many different names. But it's understanding the herbs. It's understanding the dimension of the herbs. What can they do for us medically? What can they do for us spiritually? You know, it's understanding our body's relationship to the herbs. And not just that, but it's understanding that the chemical breakdown of us, the melanated people, it matches the materials that are used to make that are used in the earth, and it makes up the material that is inside of the galaxy. So when we say we are people of the earth, we're people of the stars, we're people of the moon, we're people of the clouds, and the people of the sun. We are the original people. So to take these pharmaceuticals, which are genetically modified, you know, chemically induced, these vaccinations, and see, here's the thing. Vaccination have been a problem for a long time. This COVID vaccination, of course, is bringing it more to light, but vaccination has been a problem. We have long been against it, inoculating children before they can even talk. Next thing you know, the child is slow. We just saying it like it is. Next thing you know, the African genius is slowly taken away through chemical warfare, through a needle, because they tell you need booster shots to go to this grade or that grade. And a lot of us have done it. But we're saying in this new mentality, not new, but this mentality that we are unlocking, that has not been hidden, but has just been locked away. And now we got the keys to unlock this mentality that is the warrior's mentality, that is the people of self-defense and self-determination. We don't want anything to do with the so-called public health services of the United States of America. We won't have nothing to do with that. We recognize the apartheid in the medical industry and in every other industry of this nation. America is guilty on all levels of their social economic structure, because in general it has been designed and stacked against us. The basis and the bottom line to our messages
anytime that we're given a humble opportunity to deliver the proper propaganda and political education, and as we appeal to the masses of people, we must separate. Separation is the solution. We must have our own nation, a nation of our own, for black people who want to be a black nation. We say that every crime that is on record is evident in a strong case for reparation. We understand that it has been intentional and it has been blatant in the attempted destruction of our people. We say that right here in the belly of the beast, the capital of the criminal, and at the head of the beast here in America, and we say that America sits at the head of all the crime that is committed and genocide is committed around the world. We say specifically here in America, we look at this and all these crimes as a human rights report. These are cases that make up time and time again a class of crime. Every kind of crime that you can imagine have been committed. We say that is evidence that is of the that puts evidence on the basis of reparations. We say even to that, we look at what has happened to allow for these crimes to even be carried out. We look at the chattel slavery. We look at the so-called, you know, you're free, but you still my nigga, 13th and 14th Amendment. We look at, you know, across the Atlantic, dealing in Africa some 100 years ago with this damn white man manipulating, excuse me, and coercing people and just snatching black folks. We look at crackers, Arabs, Jews coming here to this nation where there were already dynasties established and manipulatively through disease, through guns and bayonets, through bombs, through every type of military strategy, every type of military wickedness, taking the nations and dynasties that have been established here and manipulating them into forcing Africans there that they stole from the continent and Africans here who had to billions of years being on this planet already have nations here to forcefully build this wicked ass nation. We didn't get a dime. We didn't get a cent. All we got was whipped. And still today, we are whipped, we are lynched, we are incarcerated, we are in prison. We willfully give over our labor because many times we feel that we do not have the capacity or the capability to carry out our own natural African aspiration and endeavor. We do. You do not have to give your labor to this cracker. We are the great scientists of the world. We're thankful to our warrior ancestors. We are the people of the earth, and we will have our liberation. It is by the will of the people, and is going to be judged as this is being judged. In many ways, it is being judged by the will of the people. It is being judged by the Creator. The balance of this war is being carried out by the freedom fighters. Sitting on the other side of the scale is the goddamn white man. They're evil. Our harmony, our balance, and our order outweighs their evil. America is done. What we're saying is that the fight has to be carried out. No matter who wants to or who doesn't, do not allow for people to be pessimists and try to bring you down. Do not accept doubt. Do not accept false information. Do not accept backstabbing. Do not accept lies and defamation. Do not accept sexism. Do not accept the wicked, coercive, you know, these divisive Negroes in our communities who really just, you know, they just want to be the white man. You know, they just want to have the same, you know, hell as the white man. Obviously, we speak to our beautiful black people and we say we are the best. We can do this. We are the power. We are the most powerful. We are the definition of power. Melanin is power. Being black is power. Being African is power. Knowing our heritage is power. Knowing our story is power. Goddamn in his history to hell is power. Fighting this goddamn no good dirty cave beast on every level is power. Uplifting our beautiful, melanated, powerful black women and men and our children into beautiful black families and nationhood is power. The power is with the people, man. That's our message on this broadcast. The power is with the people. And as we stated, there is a clear difference between the vanguard and the opposition. And we love black people. So we got to say it like it is. You know, we're happy to, you know, be able to tell this information. But we're not going to lie. We're not going to lie for other people to lie. We're not going to stand down. We ain't going to stand back. We ain't going to get to the back of the line, nothing like that. We're going to keep, you know, pushing a hard line. And if you feel the same way, and it's in you to build with the black nation, you know, we want you to bring your natural African talent to the table. What can you bring to the black nation, all right? You know you can bring your beautiful black self. But what is your talent? What is your skill and ability? Are you an intellectually gifted brother and sister like all of us are? Or you just have that niche where you just, you know, you just a real good researcher? Or, you know, do you have a more self-defense mentality where you have studied the arts and strategies of war? Are you a teacher? Are you a doctor? We need some doctors, man. We need some black scientists. But we got to make some interferon. You know what I'm saying? We got to make solutions to deal with this immunity attack. It's a lot on the table, man. We got to get to Africa so we can build there. We have a lot on the table. So, y'all, we have no time to spend, you know, more than what needs to be spent on anybody who it comes and tries to get in our way. We know that either you roll with us or get rolled on. You know what I'm saying? There's no obstacle that we won't get through, you know, even if we got to blow the goddamn obstacle out the way. We will get under it, over it, around it. Everything that we need to build our black nation is in our communities. You know, we love our beautiful black people. We thank you for listening to the show every night. We humbly invite you to visit our national website and join the new Black Panther Party. We appeal to the humanitarian in you, and we appeal, you know, to that black dollar that keeps building in our communities as we keep having black entrepreneurship all over this nation and around the world, that you would support the new Black Panther Party financially. You can do it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar. You know, check out the new Black Panther Party on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We got a bold, information-packed YouTube page. Find us on YouTube. Put the new Black Panther Party. Look for our logo. Like, subscribe, and share our YouTube page, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We broadcast there every night. Check out the work that's being done, the humanitarian work of the new Black Panther Party, Black Cross, MBPP, blackcross.com. We love you, family. Black power, freedom of death. We'll catch you tomorrow on the black side. Black power.
We patterned our lives today after a caveman. A cave woman that just crawled out of the caves and hills of Europe and walk around today with an attaché case smelling like Pierre Cardin and smelling like Uchi and Coochie and Gucci and all that other stuff. This is a caveman. He spent 2,000 years, she spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of Europe. I'm still talking about the goddamn white man. Spent 2,000 years in the caves and hills of where? E-U-R-O-P-E. This man, Elijah Muhammad, and this man, Louis Farrakhan, they teach us that E-U means caves and hillsides. Europe, Eureka, you've heard the term. E-U.